Finally today, a little nod to Bastille Day. Caravan Palace is a six-person band from Paris that takes its cues primarily from a single style of music, gypsy jazz. But this being an age when pop music reinvents everything that's already been done, Caravan Palace can't just reprise the classics of guitarist Django Reinhardt. No way. Good thing, then, that Caravan Palace discovered that gypsy jazz slides very well inside an electro envelope. Extremely well, in fact. Here is Caravan Palace sealing that envelope on a song called Susie. Arnaud Vial is guitarist and Hugues Bayon is violinist for Caravan Palace. They join us here in the studios in Boston. You know, your music sounds a lot like a, kind of an electro soundtrack to, you know, that movie Les Triplettes de Belleville, a sequel that has not been made yet. Where did the sound come from?
Wow, it's a very difficult question because we played together in a jazz manu gypsy swing band in Paris.
For a while.
And at the time, we had to do a soundtrack for an old porn film.
Wait, from the 20s. Porno movie.
Porno movie.
Yeah, I heard that story, and I didn't think it was true.
Yeah, it was.
So a silent porno movie.
Yes, exactly.
An old one, you said, from the 20s, or is it a new one trying
from
to look
the,
like the
from 20s? From the 20s, with a mustache and everything. And it was quite funny to do, but it took us about 3 years to have our sound.
Right.
Because it's quite difficult to mix.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just taking kind of Django Reinhardt licks and dropping in drum and bass, is it?
No, it's a little bit more complicated to do.
Arnaud, you've got all 10 fingers, though, so you have an advantage on Django Reinhardt, don't you?
Yes, it's true. But I got all my fingers, but I don't got his power. So maybe I got to practice more, I don't know.
But you get the sense of that power and that energy in your music. I mean, it does transfer from Django to what Caravan Palace does.
We try to.
Yes.
I'm curious to know a little about the loopy quality of gypsy jazz, because there are these little riffs that repeat, and especially in the intros to some of the songs, you just know that you're going to end up after 8 or 12 kind of repeats like that. There's going to be this explosion of drum and bass. And I just want to give our listeners an example of that. Here's the lovely tune you do called Jolie Coquine. By the way, the video for that song, Jolie Coquine, is an incredible bit of animation, speaking of Les Triplettes de Belleville, and we've got a link at theworld.org if listeners do want to check it out. Now, here's the crazy thing about Caravan Palace. It really shows how you guys can break all the rules. I mean, this is electro-gypsy jazz, and I'd say that's a kind of thing that would appeal to small clubs here in the United States, but you've ended up by playing venues of 20 to 30,000 people, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you've tapped into, you know, a new genre, electro swing, whose popularity just wasn't understood?
Yes, maybe with the gypsy touch. That's true. I think we are the first to do this. But now there's a lot of bands in France or Europe that begin to do this kind of music.
So today is Bastille Day, the 14th of July, French Independence Day. Happy 14 juillet.
Merci.
Yes.
What do you usually do on the 14th of July?
Oh, nothing, because it's we don't work on the 14th of July.
Have a couple of glasses of pastis and blow off some fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fireworks.
Exactly. We were in New York for 4th of July, so you know exactly. We saw exactly the same than in Paris.
Well, Arnaud Vial and Hugues Bayon of Caravan Palace, great to speak with you, and thanks for bringing electro swing to the United States, and happy Bastille Day.
Thanks for,
Thank you very much.
Hearing us.
Actually, the guys do have patriotic plans for Bastille Day. They're playing at the Portland Zoo in Portland, Oregon. Talk about wildlife. And they have a few more dates on the West Coast. Go to theworld.org to find out more. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin, NSF.gov, the United States Institute of Peace, helping to prevent, manage, and resolve violent international conflict, online at usip.org, and the PRI Program Fund, whose donors support the critical work of the nonprofit sector. Contributors include the Ford Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. MacFound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.